This is Jay Sekulow. The president-elect gives his first press conference, and the Secretary of State nominee calls it like it is: radical Islam.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
And I will say again, I think it's a disgrace that information would be let out. I saw the information, I read the information outside of that meeting. It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen. It should never have been, number one, shouldn't have even entered paper, but it should never have been released. But I read what was released, and I think it's a disgrace. I think it's an absolute disgrace.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We need to be honest about radical Islam. It is with good reason that our fellow citizens have a growing concern about radical Islam and the murderous acts committed in its name against Americans and our friends.
No foreign terrorist organization has successfully planned and executed an attack on our homeland these past 8 years.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. And in that open, you saw the juxtaposition of three people. One is the President of the United States, the current President of the United States, Barack Obama, who said no foreign entity has conducted a terrorist attack in the United States. Really? I mean, that's an absurd statement and a lie from the President of the United States. Because the fact of the matter is, even the reports right now in Fort Lauderdale indicate that the individual that did it converted to Islam, was not only inspired by ISIS, but was watching ISIS videos, and the FBI knew it. Juxtapose that with the Secretary of State nominee, who's up today, Tillerson, who, without apology, said that the American people and the world needs to be concerned about one additional threat, but certainly one major threat, and that is radical Islam, and was not afraid to say it. What's not, the media is not reporting, is that the shooter in Florida just last week converted to Islam, had an Islamic name. We saw yesterday, we laid out the evidence for you with regard to the fact that he was already wearing the Islamic Guard. He did this before he joined the United States Army. So there you have it. Those are kind of the tale of two cities here. Then President-elect Trump, this fake report comes out on him. Not only is it fake news, the fact of the matter is even the New York Times, Washington Post, and others said this is nonsense. We're not publishing it. It was supposedly leaked by the intelligence agency, which if that's true, that's even more absurd. But the fact of the matter is BuzzFeed reported it. No one else would, but now CNN, of course, is covering it.
Yeah, I mean, this is, again, they just needed somebody who was willing to put that out there so that they could talk about it. And again, I think it just all goes to the attempt by the left, and that includes the media, and they are still, I mean, if you watch these confirmation hearings, you see the Democrats, they are beaten down.
They are
like in shock still. They talked a big game before these confirmation hearings, and so far, this is as weak as I've ever seen most of these senior Democrats before. They're used to shouting people down and getting into fight, and they just don't have it in them.
Yeah,
I think they realize how out of touch they are with maybe not their state that they get elected, but the rest of the country.
Yeah,
and because of that, they then shift to this distraction, which is an attempt to undermine Donald Trump's presidency, just like the other moves,
right,
just like the Russia info. This is all tying back to that. And I think it's so absurd. And as you said, all of this was out there. They could have released this before the election, but none of these news outlets, even as liberal as they are, in the New York Times, Washington Post, could get any kind of they couldn't back any of this up, any verification whatsoever.
So
you know they wanted to publish.
So this is the fake news that really exists. And then it comes to the Jeff Sessions nomination we discussed yesterday. Let me quickly go to Than Bennett here. Politico described it as a love fest. I mean, he did unbelievably well, which I knew he would be. Excellent. There's no doubt he's being confirmed.
Senator Sessions did such a great job yesterday, Jay, that is exactly why the Senate Democrats on that panel have lost interest in that hearing today. There's almost no news on it, and it's because of how well he did yesterday. He'll be confirmed.
All right, we're going to go to the Secretary of State discussion. We come back from the break. We'll talk a little bit about this fake news situation. He calls it radical Islam. And then we're going to talk about the president's speech yesterday, his farewell speech. That was something else. We'll talk about that one as well and take your calls. Logan, let everybody know how they can engage and talk to us.
Sure. Give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Or join us on Facebook or Periscope. It's facebook.com/JaySekulow or Periscope. Search for Jay Sekulow. Also streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Back with more in a moment.
This week marks a critical time for the incoming Trump administration. Hearings begin for a number of vital cabinet positions. And at the top of the list, U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, nominated to be the Attorney General of the United States. Senator Sessions is eminently and uniquely qualified for this post and will restore the rule of law and uphold the Constitution at the Department of Justice, something that is desperately needed. But here's the problem. Democrats are promising to pull out all the stops to oppose and derail this nomination. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're ready for the fight. We will support Senator Sessions and work aggressively to ensure his confirmation succeeds. Join us now in this battle. Senator Sessions must be confirmed as our next Attorney General. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Interesting comment came out by the former ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, based on the Sessions hearing yesterday, and what I'm already seeing with the hearing so far as it relates to Tillerson, the Secretary of State designate. By the way, Sam Nunn, former Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, rather, former Georgia senator, said that Rex Tillerson was well qualified, well prepared to do what is essential for the security of the nation, and he viewed his relations with Russia as a positive in order to work with the Russians. Now, Senator Rubio was not happy about the Tillerson not calling Vladimir Putin a war criminal. But I don't think we want our incoming Secretary of State to call the Russian leader a war criminal. Listen, I've written an entire book about my concern with the agenda that Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world and unholy alliance. And I think they've done atrocities, and it may well rise to the level of war criminal activity. But to put the Secretary of State, who has not been briefed on this, to make that statement, I thought was not right. That's just my view on that one. But let me also say this. There is this also speech of the president last night. I want to get to that. But let me play with John Bolton. Folks, we want your comments as well on the situation on the nominees. We want your report on President Obama's speech last night. I'm going to play a clip on that in a moment because it lays out, he lists the accomplishments he's done. I'm going to go one by one on those. Here's John Bolton about the nominees.
Based on the Democrats' performance with Jeff Sessions yesterday, nominated to be Attorney General, I'm not at all sure this is going to be as contentious as people have thought. I was amazed yesterday to watch, really was an epic fail by the Democrats to go after somebody who had always been mentioned as one of their top targets.
If, in fact, that's the top target, which they say it is, they failed. And I think they failed miserably in that sense. But I think that's good for the country that Jeff Sessions is going to be confirmed as the Attorney General.
Well, I think it's also, it points to this, how out of touch they are. I hear Senator Feinstein, and you know, this focus still on Roe versus Wade, the focus on issues that weren't really front and center to the American people in the election cycle, the definition of marriage. They are the ones who sound like they are, in a sense, living in the past. They talk about the battles of the 60s and 70s and some of the more recent battles that Donald Trump has said has dismissed as issues to readdress. And he is the one that directs his executive branch and officials. And the whole idea of trying to smear Senator Sessions, I think it's actually a good sign. I expect much worse for a Supreme Court nominee.
Yeah.
But what I saw was a very uncoordinated left which divided during the general election, yeah. I mean, during their primary between Sanders and Clinton, never came back together. And you see that these top liberal advocacy groups, you know what it is? They haven't been fighting for 8 years.
Yes, and you could tell it's like a fighter that's not been in training, so they cannot seem to get it together.
And the Republicans are like, you know, for eight years, the conservatives have been on the defensive and had to really work hard to get their points across and their issues across. And I think if you're them, you have to be, you kind of look at yourself and say, I couldn't even deliver a punch.
Nothing yesterday. What are you seeing online right now? What are people talking about? And then I want to go to Fan with an update, and then I've got to play some President Obama.
Yeah, a lot of people very impressed with Senator Sessions and with Rex Tillerson.
Yeah.
Their welcome changes from Edwina. Didn't watch the farewell speech about President Obama. Seems to be a legend in his own mind. I just couldn't stand to watch it. A lot of comments like that come through. I didn't watch much of it either. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. I watched the whole thing.
I was watching SmackDown.
He is a legend. He is a legend in his own mind. Let me give you the reason he's a legend in his own mind. And you're going to want to call after I play this at 1-800-684-3110. Before I do, let me go to Than here. Than, you talked during the break to our Facebook and Periscope audience. What's the sense of things going on right now? Tillerson confirmed. Sessions confirmed. I don't see anything right now preventing these confirmations.
I think the first half is what you just heard from Jordan, is that the left was not coordinated, was not ready to attack these candidates, Jay. But I think the second half is how supremely qualified, I'll speak specifically to Jeff Sessions, and well-prepared he was. What you had was a nominee that took the lectern yesterday, Jay, thoroughly prepared, thoroughly knowledgeable of what the attorney general should do. And then when the other side did try to attack him on issues where there was a policy disagreement, he was prepared to say, listen, it is not my job as attorney general to make that decision. It is your job, and it is my job to enforce the law. Previous nominees to this post, Jay, have taken the stand, and then they have advocated. Jeff Sessions did not do that. And as a result, they couldn't lay a glove on him.
Yeah, I want to play the statement from President Obama, but I also want to have ready the statement from President-elect Trump regarding the repeal and replacing of Obamacare. And I want to make sure we have that, because this, I want to go through this litany, and then this is the dueling administrations right now, which is not the way this is normally done, folks, to be honest. And by the way, I want to make this statement. I'll let Logan allude to this a little bit when we were in our prep meeting today. I watched the Trump press conference today, and let me tell you something. As someone that speaks for a living, talks for a living, has to do cases and arguments at courts, Donald Trump, people are trying to belittle it, but his delivery on these things with no teleprompter, no notes, is pretty darn impressive.
Yeah, it's a vast difference from what we've seen with President Obama. I think to put anything against President Obama, he's a very gifted
communicator. Yeah.
You can't take the way, but it's a different style, and a lot of people think of that different style as in a negative. And as someone who obviously were unpartisan that way, right, watching it, especially from a media point of view, you have a man who can come out and really communicate with not just the people in the room, but communicate with people worldwide and people nationwide, really, in a way that someone like Bill Clinton was even able to do.
Yeah.
And sort of similar, simplify things, make it easy to understand, or somewhat George W. Bush, but I'd say more like Bill Clinton, make it easier to understand and move forward. And yes, it may not be big words, it may be very direct, but don't confuse that with someone who can't communicate.
Yeah, no, he can communicate.
It's the absolute opposite.
I know questions are coming in regarding Cory Booker as well. He is still, as of now, scheduled to testify this afternoon. We'll keep you posted on that. Of course, the information that came out on him was praising Jeff Sessions yesterday, so that's de-escalated his issue. Let me play President Obama's statement. I'm going to break it down for you one by one. Here it is.
If I had told you that we would open up a new chapter with the Cuban people, shut down Iran's nuclear weapons program without firing a shot, take out the mastermind of 9/11. If I had told you that we would win marriage equality and secure the right to health insurance for another 20 million of our fellow citizens, if I had told you all that, you might have said our sights were set a little too high.
Okay, so he's in fiction land.
Yeah, I mean, that's gone. You know, he's talking about this healthcare issue. They are literally, it is gone within a year. So note, that's the domestic policy achievement he talks about. The other things he's talking about are what happened in courts.
Right.
What happened in the Supreme Court of the United States.
Which was not in his control.
He didn't even run on marriage equality.
No, I mean, his first...
I mean, give me a break. I mean, that's a joke.
Yeah.
So no, he was supposed to it, actually,
exactly,
when he first ran.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think that focus on Osama bin Laden, while it's good that he's off the face of the earth, it missed the point of that that's not the only Islamic terror that we're facing. And
right.
You know what he doesn't talk about is the rise of ISIS.
So I'm going to break this.
Killing bin Laden led to a new movement inside the Islamic world, which you could actually consider is more dangerous.
Absolutely.
In the way it is not just operating from caves, carrying out spectacular attacks, but is much more broader in its approach and is also governing territories.
Well, that's the difference. So let me break this down for you one by one. We've opened up a new chapter with the Cuban people. I mean, really? First of all, Cuban Americans are outraged at his conduct. The Cuban regime is still as repressive as they've ever been. The only new chapter we may be opening up is the fact that the president, in his weakness, is trying to clear out Gitmo. That's coming right now. Shut down Iran's nuclear weapon. Does anybody listening to this broadcast or anybody in the world believe that the president's deal with Iran, which we're in federal court on fighting, by the way, actually reduced Iran's nuclear program without firing a shot? Really? That's a false statement. Look what Iran has done in the region. Look at this conflict in the Middle East right now. Then let's go to the next one. He took out Osama bin Laden. I'm glad he did. We're all glad he did. His vacuum created the rise of ISIS because the president, while he took out bin Laden, refused to engage the enemy. My goodness, he refused to call it the enemy. Now let me go through the next one. Logan said this. He's claiming credit for the win in marriage equality, which he ran against when he was running for president of the United States. Now he's for it after the Supreme Court made a decision. Okay. Secured the right to health insurance for another 20 million of our fellow citizens. The entire Obamacare system is falling apart, and everybody in healthcare knows it. Now, Donald Trump, today, the president-elect, said this about Obamacare.
Obamacare is a complete and total disaster. They can say what they want. They can guide you any way they want to guide you. In some cases, they guide you incorrectly. In most cases, you realize what's happened. It's imploding as we sit. Some states have over 100% increase.
So here's my question to our listeners. We played you sound bites from the incoming Secretary of State. I believe it will be confirmed. We played you sound yesterday from the incoming Attorney General of the United States. We played you sound from the current President of the United States. And we played you sound from the President-elect of the United States. How do you view it right now? We'll take your calls when we come back from the break. Are you pleased with the direction? Are you encouraged about the direction or where things are going? Or are you concerned? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. 3110. If you want to get your comments in, Logan's going to also let you know how you get your comments in via Facebook and Periscope.
That's right. Log on right now, facebook.com/JSeculo. Just put in a comment on the latest post. You'll see we're broadcasting live right now. You can get your comment in like a traditional Facebook post, and it goes to our team, and many of those make it on the air. So you can go do that now. Again, that's at facebook.com/JSeculo.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This week marks a critical time for the incoming Trump administration. Hearings begin for a number of vital cabinet positions. And at the top of the list, U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, nominated to be the Attorney General of the United States. Senator Sessions is eminently and uniquely qualified for this post and will restore the rule of law and uphold the Constitution at the Department of Justice. something that is desperately needed. But here's the problem. Democrats are promising to pull out all the stops to oppose and derail this nomination. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're ready for the fight. We will support Senator Sessions and work aggressively to ensure his confirmation succeeds. Join us now in this battle. Senator Sessions must be confirmed as our next Attorney General. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. You know, the President of the United States also made this statement about no terror attacks in the United States under his watch from foreign sources. Now, let me play this for you, and then I'm going to lay out, as you know, unfortunately, I have to lay out the falsehood of this statement.
Because of the extraordinary courage of our men and women in uniform, because of our intelligence officers and law enforcement and diplomats who support our troops, no foreign terrorist organization has successfully planned and executed an attack on our homeland these past 8 years.
What an absolute false statement, and to the memory of those who've been killed. Let's start with the most recent in Fort Lauderdale. In Fort Lauderdale, the individual that was charged with the crime converted. This is what ABC News and NBC News is reporting, and now the FBI says they are beginning to investigate it, but ABC and a number of sources have reported this, that the individual that was charged, in fact, and we showed the pictures of this, had already taken on an Islamic name, Asiq Hamad. We saw the pictures yesterday where he already was wearing ISIS garb. Five people are dead in Fort Lauderdale. The Sarnef brothers were also inspired by radical jihadists and were trained in Russia, or at least in Ukraine or Georgia. We know that for a fact. They came back to the United States, and three Americans are dead. Major Nidal Hassan was influenced by al-Awlaki from al-Qaeda, and also ISIS related too, but at the time al-Qaeda. And the fact of the matter is, they called it workplace violence. San Bernardino, a pledge was to ISIS. So did the American people or the world think there's any different, Mr. President, between ISIS? What does he have to do? You got to send al-Baghdadi to the United States for it to count as a foreign terrorist attack? These aren't attacked by Scottish Presbyterians here. So it's not being Islamophobic, it's being reality. And that's why I'm glad that part of the reality of the president's worldview, how he views reality, is about to come to an end, because this is absolutely absurd. I'm saying that because I think what Tillerson said in the beginning, and I want to play that again, about the nature of the threat with radical jihad needs to be emphasized here. Here it is.
We need to be honest about radical Islam. It is with good reason that our fellow citizens have a growing concern about radical Islam and the murderous acts committed in its name against Americans and our friends. Radical Islam poses a grave risk to the stability of nations and the well-being of their citizens.
Now, Than, you think that was the reason, if it's one of many reasons, he will be confirmed as, and then the statements on Russia, he will be confirmed as the Secretary of State.
He took the issues head on, Jay, took the steam out of any arguments that were against him. And listen, I would just juxtapose it to the outgoing Secretary of State, John Kerry, who says that the world is safer than it's been in generations. Listen, we all wish that were the case, but it is not. And what you heard from the nominee today to be Secretary Kerry's replacement was simply the truth.
How can they even say this? 4 days after, in Florida, five people are dead, multiple people are in a hospital by an Islamic terrorist attack. And that's what this apparently was. We already know, of course it was. Now the question is, did the FBI know or not know? And unfortunately, we found out that oftentimes these guys are on the FBI's radar screen and they don't do anything. But you're going to see a major shift in all of this in about 9 days.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to see also the confirmation hearings for Mike Pompeo for CIA. He's not cabinet level, but obviously a very important position. And when you realize that they are spending their time, the intelligence agencies, on these junk reports. I mean, if you even look at the actual document itself, there's misspellings, misstatements. This would not come out.
The Trump.
Yes, you see this document that has ultimately been now published in the media. I mean, it's only BuzzFeed would put this out.
Yeah.
So again, not even a really legitimate news source, if you will. But it let the rest of the liberal media then talk about it. This is what the intelligence agencies are spending their time on. So we think sometimes of those as very tough And there are certainly people within those organizations that are tough, you know, the agents, the people out in the field. But remember that inside Washington, D.C., it's still a bunch of bureaucrats who are used to their policy positions and the shift that has happened in the last 8 years. And even at the CIA, even at the FBI, they're liberal. Yep. They may be focused on law enforcement, but these are not the people out in the field. These are the people running the bureaucracy who are part of this huge bureaucracy. And as we've said time and time again under the Obama administration, trying to draw the line between the political appointees in the administration and the bureaucrats, the civil servants, is an impossible. It is a blurred line that has been created. That's not going to be the same under the Trump administration.
Not. All right, let's go ahead, Logan, and take some phone calls.
Let's go to Herschel in Georgia on line one.
Hi, Herschel. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, buddy. Hey, listen, I'd like to make a quick comment on what you said about Obama, about not being attacked or by foreign governments or entities.
Right.
Well, that's not only a false statement. That's just a flat-out lie. I mean,
yeah. No, it is.
He's speaking to America, and I think he's part of the dumbing down of America.
I'll tell you what he's doing. He is speaking as how he views how he wishes administration went, not how it actually did. I don't know how he had the nerve, and his speechwriters had the nerve to put that together. That's no statements together that no far. How did we know that? How does he doesn't know that? My goodness, they are all being influenced by ISIS. They're saying it.
Well, they travel there, too. I mean, in the case of San Bernardino, that these are individuals who were traveling to terrorist hotspots around the world. So they were being trained. They received training in bomb making, in attacks, how to carry out those attacks. They were recruited. They had contact with people who were overseas. Yep. That alone, to me, is a case of international terrorism. But this is where he becomes, and what I think what was so ineffective about a lot of his leadership, put words in front of him. And he could sometimes deliver an eloquent speech, but that doesn't go enough. And so when he starts parsing everything like a law professor,
right?
And he's made up his own definition of what these terror attacks would or wouldn't be. So so in his mind, all of this that's inspired by ISIS or directed to some extent by ISIS does not count as actually ISIS. And he's made this distinction to himself. And again, all of this is changing in a few days. But he's trying to write his legacy for the left, trying to give them this that maybe 20 years from now we're not going to remember. And this has been a very turbulent time in our country. I don't think anybody's going to forget it.
Well, ABC News is reporting this, that Esteban Santiago, who also was apparently going by the name, we said this, that he had changed his name to Asik Hamad, that Esteban Santiago, detained in Florida, authorities are investigating his claim. I mean, he's saying it, real or imagined, that he had been in contact with the ISIS terrorist group online. So he's claiming to authorities he was in contact with ISIS. So here's the point. Whether he was or was not is irrelevant. The people are dead. Okay? We're killed. So, I mean, I'm glad this is stopping. All right, Logan, let's get some comments or calls here.
All right.
We only got a minute left.
here's a good comment, though, that did come through.
Yeah.
And it actually came from Twitter.
Yep.
And that comment said, it seems that they've essentially these 4 years have been a big, big problem when it comes to radical Islam because of the way it was treated. So this is what Stan said, the radical Islam growing like a weed. It's about time we face the problem that the president denied it for 8 years. So they grew and spawned more death.
I think that's exactly correct. I think those policies caused more of the problem. All right. The first 30 minutes of the broadcast is done. We're going to be here for another 30 minutes. Logan is going to let you know right now how you can, if you're not getting the full hour of the program, folks, you want to stay tuned. There's multiple ways for you to be engaging with us right now.
That's right. Join us right now. If you don't get the rest of the show and some of your networks don't carry it, SiriusXM, you're fine. Lots of local stations, you're fine. But the ones that don't, number one, tell your local station to pick up the full hour of Jay Sekulow Live. If they don't, though, log on over facebook.com/JaySekulow, Periscope, Jay Sekulow, or ACLJ.org. If you got to go back to work or something else is keeping you, got to get out of your car, whatever you're doing, join us on later archived on the ACLJ app, available for Apple devices and Roku and Apple TV, as well as the Jay Sekulow Live podcast, available on iTunes, ACLJ.org, or wherever else you can find.
You can be a waiter.
Social media.
With a whole list.
Oh,
you got a whole list of
items. I don't even have to write it down.
That's pretty impressive.
And waiters don't like that. Yeah. Write it down.
Write it down.
Write it down.
We'll be back with more, including your comments, in just a moment.
Writing it down.
This week marks a critical time for the incoming Trump administration. Hearings begin for a number of vital cabinet positions. And at the top of the list, U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, nominated to be the Attorney General of the United States. Democrats are promising to pull out all the stops. Join us now in this battle. Senator Sessions must be confirmed as our next Attorney General. Call now 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Everybody, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Of course, you had multiple issues going on today, and that was you had a teacher, you had Secretary of State Designate Tillerson give his testimony, start his opening statement, was very strong on Islamic jihadists, radical Islam, as he called it. At least he was able to say those words. His hearing's going well. Jeff Sessions, Politico called it a love fest. They didn't lay a glove on Jeff Sessions. Then you had President Obama give his speech last night where he laid out all the great things he's accomplished, which we broke down in the last half hour, which were incorrect. We'll go through that again, I'm sure. And then you also have a situation, and this is equally true, Donald Trump saying there will be a repeal and replace of Obamacare very, very soon here. And that was, of course, after the president gave it. Let's talk about the kind of the status of things right now in this transition. I'll start with Jordan, then go to Than. Right now, it looks like two nominees that are getting the most attention, the Secretary of State, Tillerson designate, and Senator Sessions. Both of those seem to be going very well. In fact, as John Bolton said, our friend John Bolton said, no gloves laid on either of them.
No, and I think that the fact that, you know, with the news conference that Donald Trump did today, that's shifted attention away from the Tillerson confirmation battle. And of course, you know, these are individuals, they are coming in well prepared. You don't become the CEO of a company like Exxon without having a significant experience in dealing with people and being under the spotlight, making tough decisions on the fly, having to decisively answer questions. We're not seeing the runaround. You know, if you remember these confirmation hearings from the Obama nominees, it was always the professor style runaround of answering questions, which led to this bureaucracy that's been totally out of control for 8 years. Yep. I think it's just refreshing to see the directness in how so far the nominees have answered the questions, the nice questions, the mean questions.
Very calmly.
The questions that are hypotheticals that again, you could just refuse outright to even comment on and go along with. And they've even tried to explain those. And so what will be interesting to me is I think it's less the confirmation hearings now. It will be how will the Democrats vote? Will it be party line votes other than the five or six who are facing tough re-elections of battles? Do they all come on board? Does anyone get over 60 votes for any position?
We'll see. We're going to see. And Logan, you thought that Donald Trump's press conference, he was very effective.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's always actually a lot more effective than people give him credit for. It's a different way of speaking. It's a different style that we're not necessarily used to, but clearly, it appealed to a large group of the country, and I think it will continue on.
All right, so, Than, give us a quick lay of the land. I'm going to try to grab, we'll get a calls after the break here, but give us a quick lay of the land. As you see it right now in Washington, both of these nominees, where are we?
I think they're both going to be confirmed, Jay, and honestly, they're the two that we're probably going to have the most trouble from the start. So if those are confirmed right out of the gates, I go to Jordan's point about will any of them get more than 60 votes. I think a whole pile of them are going to get more than 60 votes. Maybe not these two, but some of the later ones. And, Jay, here's the other thing. Meanwhile, the legislative vehicle to repeal Obamacare, the debate on that finishes in the United States Senate today. There's multiple steps in this process, but the first step is done today. So a lot has been accomplished before even Inauguration Day gets upon us.
All right, we're going to be taking more of your calls and comments when we come back. Do we have time for a quick call or not? Not is it too close, Logan?
We can try.
All right, do it.
Let's do Laura.
Laura,
and
go ahead.
Oregon,
you're on the air.
Line six.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm very glad that I'm so thankful for your program, Jay.
Great, thanks.
And I am very sorry to hear about your dad.
Thank you.
I want you to know that.
I appreciate it.
But I am so glad for your program. I am so proud of the way that I voted this time. I'm so, so thankful that.
Well, you know, what we've tried to do during this entire process, what we try to do, Laura, during this entire process was call it as we see it, and we're going to continue to do that. Listen, if there's policies that we agree with the Trump administration, we'll say it. If there's policies we disagree with, we're going to say that too. We're going to call it like we see it. That's what we do. All right. Taking more of your calls, we come back from the break at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We do have an email that is out today on Senator Sessions. We want to continue building support for him as it comes to probably a vote next week. Again, we encourage you to go to aclj.org to sign that petition. Many have signed it already. I think we're well over 100,000. aclj.org, already at 130,000 and marching up. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment. Deep beneath the
voices dying. This week marks a critical time for the incoming Trump administration. Hearings begin for a number of vital cabinet positions. And at the top of the list, U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, nominated to be the Attorney General of the United States. Senator Sessions is eminently and uniquely qualified for this post and will restore the rule of law and uphold the Constitution at the Department of Justice, something that is desperately needed. But here's the problem. Democrats are promising to pull out all the stops to oppose and derail this nomination. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're ready for the fight. We will support Senator Sessions and work aggressively to ensure his confirmation succeeds. Join us now in this battle. Senator Sessions must be confirmed as our next Attorney General. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Well, they're going to get that. Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. You had quite the juxtaposition going on. Secretary Gates talked about the introducing Tillerson, the nominee for Secretary of State. He had an interesting comment that he made. Let me play it. This is number three.
This new administration must thread the needle between pushing back against Vladimir Putin's aggressions, meddling, interventionism, ambitions, and bullying, and at the same time, find a way to stop a dangerous downward spiral in our relationship with Russia. I believe Mr. Tillerson is the right person at the right time to help accomplish both of those goals.
That's a pretty significant endorsement, I think, a right-on analysis by former Secretary Gates as to exactly the situation we find ourselves in with the Russians. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls, Logan, and some comments at 1-800-684-3110. Who do we have?
Let's go to Raj in Vienna, Virginia.
Raj, you're on the air. Go ahead.
First, Jay, we're praying for you and your family.
Thank you.
And may God's special comfort and peace be with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And that encouragement of all the lives well lived and the legacy which you have so well preserved.
Thank you very much, Raj.
Now, I'm first, of course, very appreciative of the very powerful presentation which Senator Ted Cruz made.
Yes, with the reintroduction of Secretary Tillerson. Let's get some of that sound. Yeah.
And, of course, there's also the overbroad, I believe, sense of recusal which Senator Jeff Sessions put forth.
Well, the recusal on that, we talked about it yesterday. I don't want to go into a lot of that today, but I think he did the right thing. He spoke about it while he was campaigning for the president-elect. He doesn't want to be seem to be biased. Unlike the current attorney general, he actually takes the recusal situation seriously, and he's doing it. Here's Ted Cruz when he talks about the Secretary of State designate Rex Tillerson.
I believe that Rex has an incredible opportunity to defend the foreign policy principles upon which President-elect Trump campaigned, to strengthen our friendship and alliances, and to defeat our enemies. And I look forward to all of us working with him in the years ahead as we restore American leadership across the globe.
And one of the things that's clearly missing, I'm glad Senator Cruz said this, is this leading from behind for 8 years has been an absolute abysmal failure. There was some tough questioning coming from Marco Rubio, our friend, Senator Marco Rubio, fan to Tillerson regarding calling Vladimir Putin a war criminal. Do we have that dialogue? I want to make sure we have it.
We do have some thoughts on that.
Let me play this for everybody and then I'll tell you what I think is going on here. Here it is.
Do you believe during the 2016 presidential campaign, Russian intelligence services directed a campaign of active measures involving the hacking of emails, the strategic leak of these emails, the use of internet trolls, and the dissemination of fake news with the goal of denigrating a presidential candidate and also undermining faith in our election process?
I did read the interagency report that was released on January the 6th. That report clearly is troubling and indicates that all of the actions you just described were undertaken.
So he's not giving Russia a pass. Now, there was another series of questions where it was specifically for Marco Rubio regarding calling Vladimir Putin a war criminal. That was an interesting dialogue. Do we have that one? Yes?
We'll have it soon.
Okay. That's all I need to know. We'll get to that in the next segment because that was an interesting dialogue. Let's go ahead and take another call.
All right. Let's continue on. A lot of people have been holding a while. Let's go to Maria in Studio City, California.
All right, Maria, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. Jay, thank you so very much for taking my call.
Thanks.
And my thoughts and prayers are with you and your family.
Thank you.
I just want to make a comment about I'm so grateful for the transition that Trump is doing to get rid of the Obamacare. And I just, wanted to make a point that I don't think people understand that we do not need socialized medicine.
No, we don't. And Donald Trump was asked that at his press conference today, and he was emphatic. While President was talking about how great he thought the health care plan was, here's what Donald Trump said, number 57.
We're going to be submitting, as soon as our secretary is approved, almost simultaneously, shortly thereafter, a plan. It'll be repeal and replace. It will be essentially simultaneously. It will be various segments, you understand, but will most likely be on the same day or the same week, but probably the same day, could be the same hour. So we're going to do repeal and replace.
So Tom Price is the nominee. Dr. Price, who's also a member of the United States Congress for HHS, Trump wants him in place before this is made. Than, when is that hearing for Price scheduled for?
It takes place next week, Jay, but I just follow up very, very quickly. That is significant presidential leadership because I will tell you there's a disagreement on the Hill about whether or not replace should be simultaneous. The president-elect stepping up and saying that, that's a big move and an important one.
I think I think it's critical to have it repealed and replaced simultaneously, and I'll tell you why I believe it. I'm willing to see what Jordan has to say about this, but I believe this because if you replace it without a repeal, the political fireworks on that will be disastrous, and it's not secure for the American people. So they need to have, here's going, this is going out, this is coming in.
Yeah, it's
like you would present evidence in a court case.
Yeah, it's important for everyone to know what this plan will be and to see it. I think that it's only advantages to those who support the full repeal of Obamacare to know how the Republican leaders, including the president, what they agree on, the points that they agree on, a plan that we can get behind. And I think it will. There will be parts that will be similar, but it's a full repeal and a full replacement. That will be important to the American people, the folks who are not necessarily so partisan, who just want to know that it's going to be a smooth transition. Remember, Obamacare was not. The websites didn't work. Things kept breaking. Billions and billions. People lost. One of the only cabinet positions where people were actually moving in and out was HHS because of the disasters there. And yet, President Obama, as of yesterday, acts like it's going to be part of this legacy It's just not. I mean, it will only have probably been in place for a couple of years by the time it's gone.
Than, you're saying, though, also there'll be transition periods within that repeal and replace to make sure everything operates smoothly. And that's what Tom Price is going to be working on.
Well, and I thought Donald Trump explained it very well today. I mean, the repeal votes will still happen, but the point is they will not strip plans away from people. There'll be a transition period. The one that I'm hearing that is likely the one that Donald Trump favors is the end of 2018. And then before that happens, the replace package that Jordan's talking about would be in place. So the same day transition that you hear Donald Trump talking about, it would take place on the same day.
Yeah, so it would be up and operating, and you'd have smooth transition. What are we seeing on social media, Logan? Then we'll take a phone call.
Comments still coming in about whether Cory Booker is going to speak. A lot of general comments about that. One person said it felt like Marco Rubio was on the other side. Joey Giggles said, whose side is Marco Rubio on? Anyway, sheesh.
Okay, let me play the Marco Rubio thing. Let me try to explain it, and I think it's important for people to understand this. So this was Senator Rubio, who's a friend, so I want to be clear here, questioning the Secretary of State designate the nominee because this issue of Russia is significant and Exxon does a lot of business with Russia. And Secretary Tillerson designate, again, nominee, received an award from the Russian government. Here is the exchange.
And what's publicly in the record about what's happened in Aleppo and the Russian military, you are still not prepared to say that Vladimir Putin and his military have violated the rules of war and have conducted war crimes in Aleppo.
Now, those are very, very serious charges to make, and I would want to have much more information before reaching a conclusion in order to deal with a serious question like this.
Mr. Tillerson, what's happened in Aleppo is in the public domain. The videos and the pictures are there.
Fully informed before advising the president.
Okay, with due respect here to Senator Rubio, I don't think we want our Secretary of State to be on record calling the leader of Russia a war criminal, even if he is one right now. Okay? I've written a whole book on this called Unholy Alliance, and I'm going to tell you something. That's not the way you start this, and you certainly don't make a charge of war criminal unless you've been provided the evidence, because you want to talk about a diplomatic disaster. Now, do I think Russians are aggressors? Do I think they may be violating the law, international rules of war? Absolutely. But if I was the designate, I would answer it exactly how Tillerson did. And I understand why Senator Rubio asked the question. I think that's fair. But I think his answer was the right answer. That's my personal view. We may have disagreement here with our panel, but I am with our team. But I think it was the right answer.
No, I think that there's a weakness, if you will, in acknowledging almost that power. Like, by calling him this, designating him an international war criminal, I think just goes to the Putin mystique of untouchability, that he is this all-powerful leader who is now able to utilize Russia outside of its normal realm of the last 20 years, 30 years of operation, that it's reasserted itself in the Middle East. Yeah, I mean, the Russians get involved in a conflict. They are not going to follow the same rules of engagement the United States does.
No.
They've been doing this, though, since he's been in office. I mean, this is how he crushed the radical Islamic uprisings that were occurring in the Caucasus regions. Listen, there was a lot of commentary about the tactics that were used there as violating norms of international law and international laws of war, especially because it was happening on his own, technically his own people. The aggression in Georgia that we saw, this was early on with Putin. We've seen these kind of steps. Crimea. I don't think you have to just go to Aleppo where it's not just him in charge.
Right.
To make that claim. Yes, those are atrocities, but that's I think an extension past where we've seen what Putin's done to his own in his own region. But you don't have a Secretary of State nominee go out and start declaring people war criminals.
And you think it was, but then you thought it was okay to ask those questions and have them look at it. I think that's fair.
Well, I thought he answered the question perfectly because that's Donald Trump's policy, but I'm also glad there are people in the United States Senate who will hold him to his word.
Absolutely. I think it was handled right all the way around. I don't think Marco Rubio was wrong for asking it, by the way, and I think it was right to ask the question. I thought Tillerson's answer was fine. All right, Logan, we come back from the break. Our final round will take a lot of calls.
That's right. Give us a call if you have a question, 1-800-684-3110, or get your question or comment in now.
All right, back with more in just a moment. Also, sign that petition for Jeff Sessions. We're optimistic. But every vote helps. Every one of your statements helps. ACLJ.org for that.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow Secula reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This week marks a critical time for the incoming Trump administration. Hearings begin for a number of vital cabinet positions. And at the top of the list, U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, nominated to be the Attorney General of the United States. Senator Sessions is eminently and uniquely qualified for this post and will restore the rule of law and uphold the Constitution at the Department of Justice, something that is desperately needed. But here's the problem. Democrats are promising to pull out all the stops to oppose and derail this nomination. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're ready for the fight. We will support Senator Sessions and work aggressively to ensure his confirmation succeeds. Join us now in this battle. Senator Sessions must be confirmed as our next Attorney General. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. It's our final round, so we take your questions on any topic. 1-800-684-3110. Without delay, let's go right to the phones, Logan.
All right, we're going to go in order of weight. Let's go to Joseph in Indiana.
Joseph, you're on the air.
Good day, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
I love what you guys do, and
I really
appreciate it.
Thank you.
I just had a comment about the farewell address last night.
Yes.
Which I watched in stunned amazement.
I did as well.
Rose-colored glasses would be an understatement. I cannot.
Not fair to rose-colored glasses to say that. Yes, go ahead.
I cannot believe what I was hearing. He's delusional.
I'm going to play that bite for everybody again because I think it is. It's well, he's still trying to. He's a fiction writer. He's trying to write his legacy the way he wishes it would be. Here's what he said.
If I had told you that we would open up a new chapter with the Cuban people, shut down Iran's nuclear weapons program without firing a shot, take out the mastermind of 9/11. If I had told you that we would win marriage equality and secure the right to health insurance for another 20 million of our fellow citizens, if I had told you all that, you might have said our sights were set a little too high.
You know, there's not a statement in there that's correct. I mean, not one, including the marriage equality one. He didn't sign legislation for marriage equality.
No.
He let the Supreme Court make the decision. They made the decision. I mean, he didn't stop the Iran nuclear program. Yeah, he did authorize the killing of bin Laden, which was good, and I think everybody's glad about that. But his policy allowed for the rise of ISIS. So there you have it.
Yeah, and I'd say there's no right to this health care. This was another, he gets confused, and because this is not the Supreme Court that's found this right to healthcare. All the Supreme Court said was that if Congress wants this, they can have it. They didn't say they have to have this.
Right.
And that's what we're going to say. That's why it can be repealed. Doesn't matter what the Supreme Court said about its constitutionality or not. This is not a constitutional right to healthcare in America. We obviously want our government to provide better options to people, and it plays a role, but just that, a role.
Right. Let me play Secretary of State nominee Tillerson's statement regarding ISIS. Now, this would be the person that would be the Secretary of State of the United States if confirmed. Here's what he said.
The most urgent step in thwarting radical Islam is defeating ISIS. The Middle East and its surrounding regions pose many challenges which require our attention, including Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. There are competing priorities in this region which must be and will be addressed, but they must not distract from our utmost mission of defeating ISIS. Because when everything is a priority, nothing is a priority. Defeating ISIS must be our foremost priority in the Middle East.
I think, look, I mean, this is a measured guy. He's got measured delivery, but he's got the right policy in place there. I think this is positive. Let's take some more calls.
All right, let's go to Donald on line one.
Hey, Donald, go ahead. You're on the air.
We appreciate all the things you do.
Thanks.
And I prayed for you while I was waiting for the death of your father.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Tom.
I've called a few times in the past. I'm an African-American.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to measure my comments based on that. I really want to ask you a question, but I want to get some other comments. Is it unusual for a president to make a major address 10 days before he leaves office? I don't think I can remember. I'm 70 years old.
Yeah.
So I don't remember another president doing what this guy did last night.
I thought Ronald Reagan may have made a final statement.
Everybody makes final statements.
It's not an event like this, though, Donald. That's what's missing there.
The length, I think it was the longest ever.
Yeah.
I think using an arena, selling tickets for it. It was a, I don't know if it was it a fundraiser for his future? Was it a fundraiser for the Democrat
I'm
Party?
Not sure.
But you could buy tickets to this.
Yeah.
So it was not just the Rose Garden or inside one of the East Room at the White House. Making a kind of final address.
It wasn't
to the
my
nation.
Fellow Americans, although he said my fellow Americans.
No,
but, yeah.
it was a political speech, but I think that what he showed is that he's not going away.
Yeah, so
as an antagonist to Republican or conservative ideas, he will keep raising his voice.
Where the tradition is the previous president kind of fades a little bit for at least for a while and doesn't really engage this. I don't think this president's going to do that. I mean, he's pretty made it clear he's not going to do this. And I think he said that. Here's what he said.
My fellow Americans, it has been the honor of my life to serve you. I won't stop. In fact, I will be right there with you as a citizen for all my remaining days.
He is definitely, President Obama's not going to go into the sunset quietly here. All right, let's go ahead and take some more calls.
All right, let's go to Catherine in Reno, Nevada here on the
air. Go ahead, Catherine, go ahead.
Okay, I'm excited because I signed your petition, and I was concerned, about the Obama administration, and through the United Nations.
Regarding Israel?
Regarding Israel.
Well, let me give you an update on that as well, because that situation, we are still concerned, Than, about a fourth move here at the United Nations in light of the Paris peace talks, which really start in a couple of days.
Yeah, and in fact, Jay, Admiral Kirby has indicated that Secretary Kerry may indeed be intending that. He has not confirmed, but he will be traveling internationally, and there will be a presence for the United States at those. So, listen, I think the caller's right. There's going to be another move on this. It may come through Paris. It may not. But President Obama's not done on this one.
All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Logan, who's next?
All right, let's go to Alex on line 6.
Alex, go ahead.
Hi. Hey, we just want to say...
Alex, can't hear you here. We'll go back to you in a minute. Let's take another call,
Logan.
All
right, Steve in Chicago.
Hey, Steve.
Yes, how are you doing today? I just want to say as far as that comment on President Obama, I think he did an excellent job last night. And as far as what they did today, I think that was wrong. He avoided a lot of questions that the public needed to hear.
Who are we talking about here, Steve?
As far as Obama's speech last night, I think that was an excellent speech he gave.
Okay, and you liked his speech. And what do you think, what did you not like today?
As far as the president-elect on today, I think he avoided a lot of key questions that the people needed to hear.
What would be the key question you thought he avoided?
He avoided the second part of the question that the newscaster kept asking him about Russia.
Yes, he said his Secretary of State hasn't been confirmed yet. So, I mean, that's the normal kind of thing. Look, I mean, Donald Trump's getting, Steve, I mean, Logan will say this. Donald Trump has a different style of delivery. Let Logan go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I've said that a couple times today. I think, did Obama have a great speech? You could say, yeah, from a speech point of view, storytelling point of view, it was really well
Substance
done.
Substance was incorrect. Right.
Trump comes in with an exactly opposite, different point of view and a different way of speaking, but I think just as gifted of communicating.
Yeah.
I think what he pulled that will be most important, probably from this speech, not only taking some attention away from the confirmation hearings, is he called out CNN directly and called them fake news.
About putting that fake report
out. He called Jim Acosta. He said, you work for the fake news outlet.
Yeah.
So CNN, it's now the headline of Drudge. So you have a president-elect who is engaging major media outlets and directly calling them out, not accepting their questions.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's totally under his right to do that. He doesn't have to take the questions he doesn't want to take.
Then I think it's very fair to say that the president's relation with the media is going to be very different going forward, as the president-elect.
Well,
very different.
He also announced that all profits from his organization during the term are going to go to the United States Treasury. That's a brilliant move. That'll be a headline as well. He knows how
from
to do
Trump
this, Jay.
Yeah, wow. His personal profits are going to... It's a good PR move, I would say. All right. That'll do it for the broadcast today. Lots of ways for you to hear it, though. Tell your friends as well, Logan. Let people know what they can do.
All right. Join us right now, each and every day, at ACLJ.org, Facebook.com/JSeculo. You can find us many other outlets. The ACLJ app, which is available on iPhone, iPad, Apple devices, including Apple TV, where you can watch this show each and every day, as well as all of our films, documentaries, television shows, whatever we got on there. It's all on there, absolutely free. That's on our Apple TV and Roku app, and so much more over ACLJ.
This week marks a critical time for the incoming Trump administration. Hearings begin for a number of vital cabinet positions. And at the top of the list, U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, nominated to be the Attorney General of the United States. Democrats are promising to pull out all the stops. Join us now in this battle. Senator Sessions must be confirmed as our next Attorney General. Call now 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.